Let's take our Bibles, Exodus chapter 33. Exodus chapter 33, and we're going to begin reading in verse 18. If you'd stand with me tonight in reverence to the Word of God, that'd be a blessing. And he said, this is Moses talking, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." And he said, "Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live." And the Lord said, "Behold," this is our text, "there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen." You can be seated. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to stand here with the Bible open, with our hearts open and our minds open to the truth of God's Word. I pray, Lord, tonight that you would make the message a blessing in the hearers' hearts and lives tonight. God, I pray, Lord, that as we go out of here this week, Lord, we would keep looking beyond. That we would, Lord, just keep looking up. You said looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I pray tonight, our Father, that we could glean something that would help us along the way. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible said that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness, and darkness. We're to stand in the evil day. And we've been preaching a series of messages on standing in the evil day. Last Sunday morning, we stood by the cross. Last Sunday night, we stood on top of the hill with Moses and Aaron. On Wednesday night, we stood by the well with Eliezer, Abraham's servant, as he sought out a bride for Isaac. And this morning, we just stood with Peter on the day of Pentecost, standing for what's right. Amen. I thank God for that man called Peter in the Bible. Every one of us can associate with sometimes opening our mouth just to change feet. Amen. And that's kind of the way Peter lived. But Peter was used mightily of the Lord. Tonight I want to stand upon a rock here with Moses. And I believe tonight God wants us to see some things. It's all right in the text here that I hope and pray will be a blessing to us tonight. Stand upon a rock. That's a good foundation, a rock in the scripture. Jesus told Peter, "Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." The rock in scripture, that rock that followed them, the Bible said, was Christ in the wilderness. And I believe with all of my heart, beloved, when you're building on the rock, you're building on the Lord Jesus Christ. What would we find if we stood upon the rock tonight with Moses and with the Lord? The Bible said there is a place by me. Let me say this by way of introduction tonight. You say, "Pastor, that was Moses. And the Word of God said there was not a meeker man in all the earth than Moses." But I want to remind you of something tonight. The God that you and I serve is no respect of persons. If he made a place, Brother Dale, for Moses by him, he made a place for you by him. Amen. And I hope we can get that through tonight. Amen. That God, he doesn't want to be here and us be here. God wants to be here. He's never going to change, and he wants us to be right there with him. Amen. He wants us, beloved, to be by his side. And I believe tonight God will show us some things. First of all, tonight, in the message, if you'll look with me back in the chapter 33, I want to begin in verse number 9 and show you some things here tonight we'll just move right along in the message. The Bible said it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. Now watch this now. The word of God said, and the Lord talked with Moses. What are we going to find? Look at verse 10. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. All the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door. Now Moses is in the tabernacle, and the glory of the Lord's in the tabernacle. And the Bible said that the Lord talked with Moses. But I want you to notice verse 11 for the first point in our message tonight. And the Lord spoke unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his, what's the next word? Friend. I'll tell you tonight, there's a place beside of him, and he wants you to be his friend. And the Bible said there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. The songwriter said it like this, what a friend we have in Jesus. I appreciate tonight the fact that God said to Moses, look here, Moses, come on over here. Stand on this rock. Here's a place, beloved, by me, for you, right here by me. And I want you to be my friend. Abraham was a friend of God. Moses was a friend of God. I believe one of the things that made Brother Don's funeral so easy is that man of God was a friend of God. Amen. You didn't have to wonder where he stood. He stood for what was right. He lived his life walking in friendship with the God of heaven. So we'll find a friend. I don't know about you tonight, but in this evil world we live in, we need a friend. Amen. We need a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And I thank God we have one. We that are saved by the grace of God, we can stand right there on that rock with him. The second thing, I've never caught this in all my life until this afternoon. I was reading through the text again. I love the Bible, don't you? Aren't you glad you'll never master the Bible? It don't matter how old you get. Just keep a studying, amen. God will keep a pouring it out, amen. He'll show you things. Look at verse number 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again unto the camp. But, notice that, his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. I don't know why I never saw that before. But here's Moses, beloved. Listen, God's talking with Moses. Moses is talking with God. And right there's Joshua in the midst. Not only, beloved, if you'll stand on the rock, listen, will you find a friend, but you'll find somebody that'll follow. There'll be a follower there, amen. I don't know why this afternoon, but I couldn't help it. Liam's got a first birthday coming up, and I couldn't help but think about Rusty. I couldn't help but think about that smile on his face this morning as he was singing the song, I Know My Name Is There. And I just thought this afternoon, Brother Rusty, stand on the rock. There'll be a day when your son will say, Dad, scoot over, because he made a place by me, for me too, at that rock, amen. To stand on that rock. God wants us to stand there. Beloved, there'll be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. There'll be somebody that'll follow us. Amen. And I'll tell you tonight, it'd be good to lead them to the rock. Amen. That's what the psalmist said. Lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Amen. Thank God tonight for the rock of ages. The third thing I want you to see tonight, look at verse 12, please. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people. Thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. Ain't that good? And thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I might find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. The third thing God showed me is we'll find favor. How many's glad you found grace in the sight of the Lord? Let me ask you something. How many's ever found yourself in your Christian experience? Beloved, listen,
We were not out of the family. And we were not out of the relationship that we have with God. Because if you're ever born again, He's your Father from now on. But have you ever been out of fellowship with Him? Have you ever been out of His favor? Amen. Aren't you glad, beloved? Listen, Moses said, I found grace. Glory to God. Aren't you glad, listen, if you've ever gotten out of that position by Him, that there's a God in heaven, beloved, that has favor, amen, that He can help us to get back to that place of blessing once again with Him on that rock. I believe it's important tonight. He found grace. He found favor in the sight of God. Then the next thing tonight, look at verse 14. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. You know what a lot of people want to do? Listen to me carefully, and I'm not being critical. They want to rest from the work. I'm telling you, if you will learn to stand on that rock, he said, there's a place by me. I'm going to tell you what you can do. You can rest in the work. You don't have to rest from the work of God. You can rest doing the will of God in the work of God. I was telling you about the book, Brother Howard. He said one thing years ago I'll never forget. He said, I go on visitation. He said, lots of times ain't nobody wants to go with me. He said, so me and the Lord goes. He said, but I go around on the curbside and open the door and I tell the Lord, Lord, get in, because if you don't go with me, there ain't no need me going. Do you know that's exactly what Moses is saying right here? Lord, if your presence don't go with me, if I don't have that fellowship with you, there ain't no need me going. Amen. I believe it's important tonight. Look at verse number 14. He said, my presence shall go with thee. I'll give thee rest. And he said, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up thence. Look at verse 16. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not that thou goest with us? Watch this now. Here's the reason a lot of people will never enjoy the place by Him. Even saved people. Now you listen to me. Well, what the Bible said. So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Let me tell you something tonight. Listen to me. I'm not being critical, but separation is not a doctrine that's being preached in our day and hour. The Bible said, come out from among the world. Be a separate people, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. I'll receive you. I'll be a father unto you. The Bible said the friendship of the world is at enmity with God. You can't hold hands with the world and hold hands with God at the same time. We want that place by Him, that place on the rock, and we need it in this evil day. Amen. That's why a lot of people get offended at the preaching. Because that whatever the preacher's preaching against, somebody asked a preacher one time, said, what are you going to be preaching on today? He said, sin. And this day and hour, you better be preaching on sin. Amen. The Bible said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. I'm telling you, 2/3 of that's negative. You know what we want? Listen to me. Watch the TV. No, don't watch it. But if you have watched it, watch this. It's always that prosperity gospel. It's always that sow that seed, that $20 seed, that $100 seed, that $1,000 seed, and blessings are going to flow upon you. There's never any preaching about separation from sin. But I'm telling you, beloved, God said right here, there's a place by me, but you can't have the world and have this place at the same time. You've got to make up your mind. One old preacher said, a young preacher said to him, said, I'd give anything to have what you have. He said, I'd give the world to have what you have. That old preacher looked at him and said, that's what it costs me. Amen. Got to make up your mind. Going with the God, that place on the rock, or are you going with the world? Listen, there's a woman got mad at a preacher one time. I mean mad. And she told the preacher, said, I'm not coming back. Said, every time I come in this place, you're preaching on things. Said, I wish you could preach on something besides things. He said, well, if you'll come back tonight, I'll try to do better. So she came back. He read his text. Love not the world, neither the things. that are in the world. You know how that went, don't you? Amen. One woman got so mad at the preacher, she said, if I was married to you, I'd feed you rat poison. He looked at her and said, if I was married to you, I'd eat it too. Amen. Another woman said to the preacher, said, I hope to meet you in heaven. He looked at her and said, honey, that's entirely up to you. People get mad, amen. I'll tell you why. They're trying to hold on to both worlds. Trying to hold on to this world and hold on to that world. And you'll never enjoy that fellowship in that place by Him till you make up your mind. Beloved, listen, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. There's a battle going on. Then we see not only God's fellowship here, we find fellowship on the rock and that place by Him. Got three more things and we're moving on. Amen. Watch this now. We're going to find God's faithfulness. Look at chapter 34. In verse 21 of chapter 33, he said, there's a place by me, thou shalt stand upon a rock. In verse 34, in chapter 34, in verse number 1, and the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone. I want you to look at this, likened to the first. You remember when Moses come down off the mountain, Aaron, they took their earrings and their gold, and they made them a golden calf. As I was dancing naked in front of that golden calf. And it upset Moses. And he throwed them tablets down and they broke. You say, Pastor, what are you talking about God's faithfulness here? You need to get a hold of this right here tonight. God's word ain't changing. For you, me, or nobody else. Are you listening to me? You say, what do you mean, preacher? Look what he said. Hew thee out two tables of stone, likened to the first. I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables. God wasn't going to change His word because the first tables were broken. Honey, they're coming down the road just like they did the first time. This generation, I'm telling you, Bible after Bible after Bible after Bible is being written. I don't care, beloved. They tell me, I've not seen it, but they're writing a Bible without any gender in it. God help us. Amen. They want to write a Bible that'll take it easy on sodomy and take it easy on adultery and take it easy on drunkenness. But I'm telling you what, right now, God is holy and God's not taking it easy on sin. And His word, it don't matter if you write it 1,000 times, it's never going to change. It's forever settled in heaven. Watch what He said. And be ready in the morning. Come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai and present thyself there to me in the top of the mound. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor the herds feed before the mound. And he hewed the two tables of stone, likened to the first. There it is again. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up to the Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him and took in his hand the two tables of stone. You know, I believe Brother Don preached 55 years. You know what I admire, Brother Junior? He finished just like he started. Now, he grew in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Don't get me wrong there. But, honey, he didn't start out trimming corners and he didn't finish up trimming corners. When God gave him the word, amen, he went to the pulpit and delivered it just like God gave it to him. And I think that's what's lacking in our generation, amen. We're so worried, amen, and concerned. But, beloved, we need to be concerned about that place by Him and His faithfulness. He is the Lord. He doesn't change. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. His word is likened to the first. It's not changed a bit. And then tonight, two more things quickly and I'm done. Stand in the evil day. Stand upon a rock. God said, there's a place by me. You'll find a friend. You'll find somebody following. You'll find beloved favor. You'll find fellowship with God. You'll find faithfulness, the faithfulness of God. And I'm gonna give you this tonight. God's people had messed up. They had messed up more royally. Look at verse 9. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us. For it's a stiff-necked people. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been a stiff-necked people? Have you ever bucked against the will of God, what God was leading you to do? We can't criticize the children of Israel. Honey, let me tell you something. They didn't have the Holy Ghost dwelling in them the way we do. Read the Bible, the Old Testament. Beloved, the Spirit of God would come upon a man and leave a man. Thank God he come, brother, in our lives. Amen, Brother Chris. And he stays. He never goes away. We're without excuse. The Word of God said here, for it's a stiff-necked people. Now watch this. He said, pardon our iniquity and our sin. You say, Pastor, what will you find if you stand there by him on that rock? You'll find forgiveness. I don't know about you tonight, but if I stood here tonight and said there'd been a few times, that'd be a lie. There'd been many times in my Christian experience. I needed God to forgive me. I needed God to wash me. I needed God to cleanse me. I needed God to create in me a clean heart. You say, Pastor, I wouldn't admit something like that. Why not? David did. He was a man after God's own heart. Who do we think we're fooling tonight anyway? By the way, beloved, sin is not always what you're doing. Many times it's what you're failing to do. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's sin. Forgiveness. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm glad if you just stay there on that rock, you can find forgiveness with him. And then I want to give you this, and I'm done tonight. The Bible said, pardon our iniquity, and here's the last of the message, and our sin. And then he said, take us for thine inheritance. Aren't you glad tonight we have a glorious future with the Lord Jesus Christ? I thought about the word future, and I thought about Revelation. I'm going to read a verse in Revelation. In Revelation, I think it's chapter 21. Just wrapping up tonight, he said, thine inheritance. We have a wonderful future. And the Bible said in verse 9 of chapter 21 of Revelation, and there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I'll show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Honey, I'm going to tell you something right now. We may feel like mud at times, but if you've been born again, you're God's child. Amen. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to gather one day around the throne of God. We're going to have homecoming next week. I don't know what made me think of this. Brother Houston, I think you was the one that told me that Brother Jack used to slip in and you'd go in there and talk to him in his office and they'd be biscuit crumbs all around the desk. Because Geraldine, Brother Jack had blood pressure problems. Geraldine would not let him have them country ham biscuits. So he would sneak off. You say, why would you mention that, Pastor? Because where I'm going, Brother Jack's eating all the country ham he wants. Say amen. It ain't hurting him nary bit. Amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, we're somebody. We're going somewhere because the Savior of the world said, hey, just stand upon this rock. There's a place by me. Are you enjoying that place by him? I'll give you this illustration. I just thought of it. I like it. Years ago, I heard it. They said that this couple was riding down the road, and this fellow was driving a truck, and his wife was sitting over there. Said they passed this couple and said this woman was practically sitting in the man's lap. Said the woman looked at her husband, said, we used to ride like that. And the man said, I'm sitting right where I always did. Let me tell you something about the Lord. He ain't moved. He's right there like he always was. If you're over there again the door, you decided that. He didn't. He wants you just, I don't know about you. You say, Pastor, you're kind of excited today. Well, I'm excited about the things of God. But I'm also excited because I'm going to get to see my daughter, my grandchildren this week. And even my son-in-law. Don't you tell him I'm excited to see him. Amen. But they're supposed to be coming in for homecoming. Olivia's got an eye appointment on Thursday. We're going to have a time. God being my helper, we're going to have a time. You say, well, where's that fit in the message? Because there ain't nothing like a grand youngin up in your lap. There ain't nothing like the words. I love you, Papaw. Woo! You say, Pastor, that ain't got nothing to do with standing in a place by him. When's the last time you told him you loved him? When's the last time you just got so close to him it got mushy? Amen. And said, Lord, thank you for saving a wretch like me. God, if it wasn't for this rock, who knows where I'd be? Who knows what I'd be doing? I mean, he's glad you come tonight. I am too. Amen. Well, I didn't quite make 20 minutes. Brother Howard, I made 25. Amen. God bless you tonight. Thank you for coming this way. Let's stand.